Joining us on the line now, we have Bob Menzies from the Guided Busway. Hello, Bob. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Now, the Guided Busway has been a much talked about subject here in Cambridge. Now, can you just, for those people who might not be in the know, can you explain, first of all, what it is?
Oh, gosh, right. It's a busway. It's a dedicated, in effect, road for buses, and there are two sections of it. One runs from St Ives to Milton Road and Histon Road, the north side of Cambridge, and the other section runs south of Cambridge, from Cambridge Railway Station down to Trumpeton Park and Ryde and Addenbrookes. And the buses are guided along, it's what we call kerb guided, so there are high kerbs either side of the track, and the bus has little wheels on the front of it that guide it along those kerbs. It's one of these things that is incredibly difficult to explain on the radio, but very simple when you see it.
Yeah. Well, we've seen a lot of it sort of being built, obviously, here around Cambridge. Now, it was due to open in November, apparently, but now there's been is it a further delay, or what's happening with it now? What's the story?
Well, the contractor had said to us they hoped to have finished the work by the beginning of November, which would give us time to do some trial running. And so we went ahead and formally registered the bus services, which is a piece of process you have to do for the 29th of November start. Now, as it happens, it's not quite finished. It looks to the casual observer as if it's all there, but when we went out and did our various checks that we have to do before we accept it from the contractor, there are a number of things we're just not quite happy with and we want them to sort out, and they're now sorting those things out. And until we actually have a clear date when all those things will be sorted out, we're not going to announce a new opening date until we're absolutely certain we can achieve it.
Okay. Now, there was some buses sort of doing the guided busway route as a sort of a practice run, wasn't there, during the summer?
We've done a number of different runs. We've actually run buses on every section between St Ives and Cambridge at full speed to test various things, such as the traffic lights, and to test some of the crossings, what we call burst-throughs in the jargon. So we know the buses run fine on it. That's not an issue. Mm. We did do some running back about Easter time. We invited members of the public to come on on a fairly short section, and everyone was very positive about it.
Okay, but obviously it's still obviously not open to the public just yet. Have you got any idea when it may be open? Is it just very hazy at the moment?
We've announced several dates and not managed to actually hit them. So until we're absolutely certain, we won't announce it. And I imagine when we do announce it, we'll only be giving sort of 2 or 3 weeks' notice, because we'll wait till we're absolutely sure the contractor has corrected all the things we want them to fix, and then we'll be into the bus driver training period, and then we'll be able to say when it will be. I'm hoping it won't be too long.
Now, I believe there was some talk not too long ago about changing to a new contractor. Is that still on the cards, or is that something that's been pushed aside
Something that we were just to try and move things along. There was one section up at what is now Orchard Park that we did talk to another contractor about maybe getting them in. But after further discussions with our contractor, Bam Nuttall, we were reassured that they were going to get that bit built. And people who live up there will have seen it going in. And it's all there to all intents and purposes. It just needs one or two things fixing. And a lot of these things are very minor, things like signs that are the wrong height or kerbs that aren't quite right. It's all pretty small stuff, but there's quite a lot of it, and it'll be easier to get it put right now than before the buses are running.
Now, how's it all going to work? I mean, how's it different to taking your regular buses around the city? Is it going to cost more? Is it going to be quicker?
It won't cost more. The bus companies, both Stagecoach and Whippet buses, are going to run on it, and they've both announced their fares, which are exactly the same as their current fares on the bus services that run between St Ives and Cambridge, which is, you know, it's good news for everybody. Essentially, if you're travelling from St Ives and you're travelling into work in Cambridge, you'll get on the bus at the end of your street, but instead of coming down the A14 and sitting in a traffic jam on the A14, the bus will go onto the guided busway at St Ives, run straight down the busway to either Milton Road or Histon Road, and then if it's Milton Road, come down Milton Road on the bus lanes into the centre of town. So it cuts out that big chunk of journey on the A14, and people that, you know, that live and work in Cambridge, but I don't think quite appreciate just how grim the A14 can be in terms of traffic congestion.
It is pretty grim.
Never mind when there's an incident.
Okay, so it's just basically going to cut out all the traffic jams, all the horrible rubbish of sitting in rush hour and get
and
you straight there quicker.
To Cambridge, you know, this side of the A14. So instead of fighting your way through Milton Interchange or Histon Interchange, the bus comes in on the inside of that.
Okay, now obviously following what hopefully won't be too long to wait for an opening, or not an opening, you know what I mean, for it to start going officially. Is there any sort of plans to expand it at all, or are you going to stick to the same routes for a while and just see how it goes?
Well, that's a very good question. What has happened with other busways in other parts of the world is there has been an expansion of the routes and the great flexibility of the busway is the bus can come off the busway and be an ordinary bus. So we're already starting with routes from St Ives, from Huntingdon and from Somersham all coming onto the busway and into Cambridge. The potential is there for further routes. What we've been discussing with the bus operators, let's see how these routes go. If it takes off and these routes are well used, then there's the potential there to look at other routes or increasing the frequency on those routes. So there's tremendous potential, but I'm not going to promise anything until we're sure we can deliver on it.
And timetable wise, how often are the buses actually going to run?
There will be Stagecoachshire effectively going to run every 10 minutes from 7 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. From St Ives to Cambridge, and then this, the Whippet service runs half hourly at morning and evening peak and hourly throughout the day. So it's pretty much a turn up and go service between St Ives and Cambridge. And depending on which way you cut the forecast and the figures, we may need more buses than that. We're going to start with that number and see how it goes.
Okay, so it's very exciting stuff, so it's just waiting for it to, you know, to take off, really.
It is. I mean, the most frequent calls we get in the office are from people who are keen to use it and want to get it open. There's a lot of people very, very keen to see it up and running.
Okay. I've just got a question in from one of our listeners, actually. I'm not sure if there's any truth behind this or whatever, but basically he's saying that the Lib Dems seem to think there's something wrong with one of the aqueducts. Now, sounds a bit technical speak to me, but can you shed any light on that?
There has been a bit of confusion about this. One of the things we picked up on our inspection was we built a viaduct at St Ives over the River Ouse. It's 200 metres long, and there's an issue with water getting in to part of it, which would cut down. What it would mean is we'd have to do more maintenance over the years. So rather than it perhaps replacing the bridge bearings in 40 years' time, we might have to do it in 30 years' time.
Yeah.
It's not a huge thing, but it's something we'd rather get sorted before we accept the bus from the contractor. And they're coming up with some proposals to get that sorted now.
Okay.
It's not there have been suggestions that the bridge was going to fall down. I can reassure people that that's not the case.
I'm not.
But you wouldn't expect, you know, you would expect us to make sure that if we built this thing, we built it to last and not have any extra maintenance costs over and above what we should have.
Definitely. Okay, so at the moment we're at the stage where you're just sort of doing the final checks and not sort of making any promises that you can't keep.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to make an announcement a few weeks before
an announcement, it'll probably be that they'll be opening in 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Brilliant.
Because that's the sort of period we need for driver training. What we want to do is every driver that's going to be driving on the bus, we want them to spend a day driving up and down before it's open, so they're really familiar with the route and confident and driving on the guided bus. They've all had a shot already, but only over a short section, and we want to make sure they're comfortable and really, really, really know the route well.
Okay, well, look forward to it all happening. Thanks very much for talking to us, Bob.
Not at all.
Okay, bye.
Bye.